Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
I haven't seen this in a long time. Oh, hi. I'm about to leave to meet some friends and go on an overnight camping trip, so I gotta get my gear ready. Let's see, we're gonna need to eat, sleep, and keep warm. So I've got some food here, sleeping bag, a tent, and this waterproof jacket to keep me dry just in case it rains. Of course, we'll need some goodies and treats, marshmallows to toast, snacks for the trail, and I don't want to forget this book. Just perfect for a vacation trip when you want to read a little now and a little later, instead of from cover to cover. This one's called 3 Days on a River in a Red Canoe, and it's a great story about two kids who go on a camping trip with their moms. It's told with words and pictures in an album made by the little girl in the book. I think you're really gonna enjoy it.
Red Canoe by Vera B. Williams. I was the one who first noticed the red canoe for sale in a yard on the way home from school. My mom and my Aunt Rosie and my cousin Sam and I put our money together and bought it. The people who sold it to us threw in 2 paddles and 2 big old life jackets. As soon as we got home with the canoe, Aunt Rosie and Mom took out their maps. They found a 3-day trip that could be just right for us. Then we went shopping. Here are Sam and I in the store in new life jackets. They cost a lot, but Aunt Rosie and Mom agreed we had to have them. Also bought some packages of freeze-dried chicken and some dried apricots. Mmm! Here is everything we need for the trip. The food is packed tight in waterproof sacks. My cat, Six Toes, is sitting on a sleeping bag.
Meow!
I wanted to take him, but Mom says a canoe is no place for a cat. Next to my shoes and Sam's shoes, our new pocket knives. We never even noticed Aunt Rosie buying them for us in the store today. Here we are on our way, early in the morning. We drove and 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 drove. And drove 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 and drove. We drove and drove. We drove all day. Now we are at the place Aunt Rosie and Mom had chosen for our first camp. We start on the river in the morning. Sam and I unloaded the car. Mom and Aunt Rosie put up the tent. We hurried to get inside before it got too dark and the mosquitoes took too many bites out of us. We lay in our tent, listening to the river. When I poked my head out in the morning, everything was wet. Yet it wasn't even raining. We couldn't see our car. We could hardly see the river. We carried our canoe down to the water anyway. We've packed all our things into the canoe. We are going to fix our breakfast on the island when the sun warms up the river and dries up the mist. Here are Mom and Aunt Rosie paddling into a part of the river like a hot green tunnel. I fell asleep. I think Sam did too. It's good Mom and Rosie didn't. Right here is where they heard the roaring of the waterfall. But they had been listening for it. It was marked on their maps. Here I am, looking over the edge. Aunt Rosie and Mom are lowering the canoe by ropes down over the waterfall. Sam and I climb up and down until we have carried all the gear to the bottom. We're going to camp here, even though it's still early. Here's our shower. This is our kitchen. Aunt Rosie showed us how to cook fruit stew and dumplings. This is the sink. You can stand right in it. The rocks make all the shelves and drain boards you need. We use the sand as scouring powder.
Well, this looks like a pretty good place for a campsite. It's fairly level. Plenty of shade. Not too rocky. You know, I think I'll surprise my friends by setting up the tent before they get here. This shouldn't take but a minute. But a minute, did it. Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to go by the book. Boy, am I glad I brought this one along. It's not just a great story, it's chock full of helpful camping hints. I might still be wrestling with this tent if not for the tips I found in here. And here's where I found my recipe for dinner. A nice fruit stew made with dried apricots. All that hard work made me hungry. Boy, I hope my friends get here soon. I'm likely to gobble all this stew up all by myself.
Hey, Lavar, we're here.
Hey, there you guys are.
Hey, look at this. This is good.
I thought you guys would never get here.
We got a late start, so it's easy to find you. Your map was great.
All right.
I could have just followed my nose.
That smells fantastic.
Doesn't it?
When do we eat?
Well, as soon as you guys get your gear stowed, I guess.
Get a load of this campfire, man.
You like
man,
it?
Man, and look at that tent.
This looks great, Lavar. Did you do this all by yourself?
Yes, sure. It was no problem. No problem at all. Piece of cake. Okay, everybody, come on. Chow time. Let's go. Some nice fruit stew here. Make room there, Eddie. Okay, Ninon, could you pass out the silverware? Okay. Here we go. Some for you, Doug. Take the one off the top. Careful, it's hot.
Oh, crap.
Careful now. Okay.
This is delicious, Lavar.
You guys like
it? How'd you make it?
Yeah. Well, the recipe's right here in this book. See?
I mean, I could just eat this stuff forever.
You like it, huh?
I bet I can make this. If you do, remember to invite me. Sure.
Invite me, too. Oh.
Hey, listen to this. After supper, we build up our fire and sit beside it, just like we're doing here. Mom tells us stories about the animals that like the nighttime. We watch the stars and sparks of her fire going up to join.
Hey, great. Let's tell stories.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Who's first?
Let's make them scary.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Not too scary.
Oh. Once upon a time, there were four children who got lost in a big, dark woods. It was nighttime, and they were far away from home. Luckily,
they had all their camping stuff and lots to eat. But unluckily,
unluckily, there were wild animals in the forest. Lots of wild animals. And they were very hungry. But luckily,
the four children met up with a friend who promised to protect them. Luckily.
That was lucky, wasn't it? But unluckily, those wild animals were still very, very hungry. But luckily.
Luckily, the four children had extra food to feed the hungry beasts. And so, they lived happily ever after.
It's just my dog,
Patches.
How'd you find me? Here, girl, down, girl, stay. She always sleeps on my bed at night. Is it okay if she stays?
As long as she likes fruit stew.
Sure.
Why not?
She's so cute.
You gotta love my tent.
Hey, guys, speaking of tents, isn't it about time to hit the sack?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think
it is.
That's right,
you guys.
Come on, let's go. Okay. Bedtime.
Come on, Patches.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Weather predictor, but the rain didn't bother us. We put up the tent so well, hardly a drop of water came through. We set out on the river with all our things, even though it was pouring rain. I'm shaking my paddle at the sky and yelling. Suddenly, as we came around this bend in the river, the sun came out through a hole in the clouds. A big rainbow spread across the sky. The rainbow faded away, and the fish started to jump all around us. We got the fishing lines baited and into the water. Sam caught the first fish. Then I caught one. Then Aunt Rosie caught two in a row. Afterward, we spread out our things to dry on a sandy beach. What Mom and Aunt Rosie like to do best is to take the canoe through fast-moving water. They can follow all the curves of the current. In the afternoon, we canoe without stopping. Sam and I paddle too.
I'm a lot like the Mom and the Aunt Rosie in this book. Riding the rapids on a whitewater river is one of my favorite things to do. Not long ago, I was invited to go on a whitewater rafting expedition on the Zambezi River in Africa.
The Zambezi River cuts through deep, narrow gorges. When it tumbles down over rough, jagged rocks, the whitewater boils and bubbles. These rapids and the strong, unpredictable currents mean trouble with a capital T. Here I am setting out with my friends on the first expedition ever to attempt going down 85 dangerous miles on the Zambezi River. It takes a lot of teamwork and muscle to paddle a raft through fierce rapids. If we lose control, the current could grab the boat and drag it over the rocks. I feel just a little bit safer wearing my navy blue life jacket. Our guide decides the next stretch of river is just too dangerous. We have to carry our boat along the rocky shore. just like Mom and Aunt Rosie had to carry their red canoe. Once we're back in the water, we spot lots of animals, who also spot us. A baboon family laughs at us as they swing from branch to branch. A whooping crane swoops up into the sky for an aerial view. And a crocodile slips into the river for a closer look. Hope he doesn't think lunch is about to be delivered. I can feel the hot African sun beating down on me as we finish a short, easy stretch in calm water. But one look downstream tells me the worst is just ahead. I can hear the water thundering over the rocks. I know it's gonna be tough and try to remember everything the experts taught me. We plan our route carefully, then plunge in. But the river pulls us sideways into the rapids. We can't pull back no matter how hard we try. The current sucks us downstream and man overboard. A huge wave sweeps me over the side. I struggle to keep my head up and then, wham, the raft slides backward and hits me in the head. Luckily, the advice of experts and my life jacket stand between me and death. Waves keep breaking over my head as the mighty river sweeps me downstream. I struggle to breathe the way I was taught, and my friend Newsom Holmes is fighting to paddle his orange kayak upstream to save me.
Everything was fine until we hit that hole there. I think I was leading out, trying to catch a wave, and just went off balance. The whole left side of the boat just went down, and next thing I knew, I was in the water. The only real scary part was right in here in these rapids. I was going down with my feet first, like you guys said. It was really difficult to breathe, so I did what you also said, turned around and grabbed a breath, and then floated down. And then, of course, Newsom and Doug were down there in the kayaks to pick me up. All in all, it was, I don't want to do that anymore. I'd rather stay in the boat from now on.
And I did. I climbed back in the raft, and the rest of our trip downstream was safe and beautiful. I'll never forget my breathtaking plunge into the boiling rapids or the spectacular rainbow shimmering through the mist over Victoria Falls.
That was one of the most exciting things I've ever done, though I'm not quite sure I'd like to go overboard like that again. That spill in the water was no joke. But at least I'm not the only man overboard. Watch what happens to Sam during his third and last day on the river.
We canoe through a town. We come to a low stone bridge. Sam gets excited. He stands up to wave. Mom yells, "Sit down!" I reach over and pull him down. Aunt Rosie and Mom race hard on the other side. This keeps our canoe and everything in it from turning over. But Sam ends up in the water. He swims to the rope Aunt Rosie throws out to him, and we tow him to shore. Mom doesn't say much, but she looks upset. Aunt Rosie looks scared. Sam changes to dry clothes, and we canoe on. Just past the train bridge, Aunt Rosie asks Sam to stand up and see what's ahead. He gets up as though the canoe were a baby's cradle. He reports that the river is ending in a big lake. Aunt Rosie says that's because we're coming to the town dam. Mom points the canoe to cross the lake. When we get to the other side, our trip will be over. And here we are, taking our canoe out onto the bank. Aunt Rosie showed me on the map where the river goes from here. She says it travels on through rocky places with lots of rapids. Someday, after lots of practice, we can go there. Mom says canoeing back up the river against the current would be very, very hard. even if we had time. Way past midnight, we turn into our own street. One by one, we stumble into the house. As I go to sleep, it seems like I can still hear the sound of the river running over the rocks.
Hey, everybody, stop making faces and smile.
Ninon, what are you going to do with those snapshots?
I think I'll make an album of our trip. Sort of like the one the girl made in this book you showed us. Only instead of drawings, I'll use snapshots.
Hey, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea. There are lots of ways to make your own diary or journal. But let's go watch some kids who are putting together an exhibit of albums they made over the summer. They'll show you how they did it, and then you can decide how you want to make one for yourself. Okay, everybody, come on, let's smile. Smile big. Come on, smile. Juan drew his album on paper plates that reminded him of all the pancakes he ate over the summer. Callie made herself the star of her album and made a big poster of herself. Josh snapped photos of his vacation trip.
It was very fun doing the album because you look at the pictures and you think about what you did, and then you write the captions for them. This caption is saying that this is the house we stayed in, and the area down in this section is called Fish Head, which is one of the names of the points. It's a lot of fun just to look at the pictures and decide what you're going to say about the pictures.
It's also fun deciding what to do and how to do it. Use ideas from real life or from your imagination. Josh used real snapshots, but Janine dreamed up her own story. She drew pictures, then added magazine cutouts.
I once saw a book. It was a biography of a person's life. And what they did was they took pictures, but they cut them out. Then they drew a body, and I thought it looked kind of interesting to me. So I used the same technique. This is just the bird that I cut out of a magazine so it could go along with the picture that I drew with crayons. And I really liked the way it looked. My favorite thing about the album was, I guess, drawing the pictures. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, but nobody would be. Pizza with pepperoni, rainbows, maps, pancakes. Once you decide what goes inside your album, it's time to create a cover.
Me and my dad bought a book about unicorns, and after reading parts of it, I really enjoyed it, and I decided I'd like to have my album be about unicorns. I used different pieces of colored paper for my cover because I thought it would be nice to have a nice bright cover. The most fun that I had was thinking up the ideas and thinking how I wanted to draw the pictures.
When your albums are done, you might want to show them off in an exhibit, the way this group did. This summer, whether you plan to go around the world or just around the corner, why don't you plan to make an album of your own? Those ashes cold, Eddie?
Yes.
You see? It's not that hard to make an album. And you can make one yourself using pictures, words, or whatever tickles your fancy. And if you like 3 days on a river in a red canoe, here are some other books I know you'll enjoy. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Raniolo.
And my name is Christine Raniolo, and we just finished our year of brownies.
The brownie in the junior handbook is called Worlds to Explore.
My favorite chapter in the book was called The World of the Arts, because it told what art really meant. My favorite chapter in the book was called The World of People because it told how people lived. In the Girl Scout troop, they showed that the Dutch Girl Scouts wore different uniforms. They wore silk skirts and silk blouses and used handkerchiefs for their hats. Well, Lee, I thought that The World of the Arts was the best chapter because it told you how to make different projects. And I liked especially when they told you how to sculpt, when you make a little design out of clay. For all you boys out there, this book is available for Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, too. It's also available in other languages, not only in English, and I think you should read The World of People because it's much more interesting. Well, Lee, I think that The World of the Arts is much more interesting than The World of People. Well, you'll just have to read it and find out for yourself.
Hi, my name is David Hong. I just wrote a book called Today We Are Brother and Sister. It's about this brother and sister who fight and still care for each other. In one part of the book, the brother comes into the sister's room and pulls off her covers, and then she hits him with the pillow. This book was kind of different because it was written like a poem. The illustrations were pretty good. I think you should read this book because even though if you fight, you could still care for your brother and sister. If you have one.
Hi, I'm Crystal. I read this really great book. It's called Anna's Journey. This book has no words, but it's really great. It's about this man named Anna and his journey through Northern Europe. He goes through towns and villages, and he sees children playing games like jump rope and basketball. And he sees a race, and he sees a carnival and a fair. And I think it's a neat book because it has no words, and you can make up your own word for it. I like this book a lot. I think it's a really swell book, and I think you like this book too.
I don't know what your vacation plans are, but no matter where you go or what you do, a good book always adds to the fun. Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah!
Even if you never go any further than just down the street or in your own backyard. See you next time. Bye-bye.